Although, fortunately,
Yeah, no, I disagree.
we have the National Institute of Communicable Diseases,
I
which
disagree.
is pretty good at
I mean,
handling this stuff.
we fought Ebola, guys, and
But we had
it
like one Ebola guy. You can't get credit if you just fight off one
Yeah,
guy.
But still, Ebola
is
contagious.
Ebola is very
contagious.
Yeah,
it is. It is, but yeah, I don't know. I trust the NICD to handle it
By
properly.
The way, the another thing that I just realized, the NICD is like a 5-minute drive away from my house. I picked the perfect place to live, hey?
Yeah, so you can, if you feel like you've got it, you can run to the gate and say, I'm infected, quarantine me.
Yeah.
And sign my doctor's note so I don't lose my job. Yes.
I don't know, hey, it frightens me to think that, you know, if this thing spreads, what do we do? How do we treat it? And the part that scares me the most as well is that the same way Ebola was spread through ignorance and lack of understanding of it, it could do a similar thing here.
Yeah, true. But I, for one, I do see that they will work harder. I mean, if for example, I'll go back to the Ebola, you know, situation. We handle it very proper.
Oh, we did, yeah. I think Morningside Clinic had one case, and they treated it properly. They quarantined the person. Because remember, when the person's got it, they're very contagious. And even when they die, they become even twice as contagious.
Yes. So, South Africa, we will handle it. I do believe in our health minister, Zweli Mkhize, that we will handle it when it comes to
I mean, and did you know that with certain diseases, when a person dies, and if you bury them with that disease, that and if you were to exhume the body again, you could possibly cause a reinfection.
Exactly.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.